This is very important. This is very important. So I'm going to turn to you, at Mix 107.5, at KT on air. I'm going to Instagram. We know that Levine has the shout out to California on his stomach. And so I figured, okay, I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to catch a little link and give a shout out to New Mexico. But here's my dilemma. Am I going with Fat Roll 1 or Fat Roll 2? Hit me on Insta. Let me know. Louis Capaldi, new artist with Mix 107.5, and it's time for 60 Seconds to Shine. So this is kind of a cool thing where I came up with at the beginning of the year. I was kind of getting done and getting tired of hearing all the bad stories, because I know there's awesome people around the country, and there's so many other stories of people living and giving to each other and loving each other and stuff like that. Not only is that happening each and every day, but I knew there were some local stories, specifically New Mexico, because it's such an awesome, awesome state. There's so many awesome people in here giving it forward and taking care of each other. That happened in Albuquerque, in Edgewood specifically. There's a gas station where a woman by the name of Leah Lemon. Leah Lemon is going to get the 60 Seconds to Shine shout out today because she stepped up, created a GoFundMe page, raised $3,500. The community donated a car, all because she was concerned about Brad Mitzel. And Brad Mitzel is a guy that was traveling across the country, ran into some bad luck in Albuquerque. A horrible place to run into bad luck because he was only about a third of his way into the trip to Maryland. He was trying to drive across the country, get to Maryland. He's got a brain tumor. Albuquerque gets the high five, specifically Leah Lemon. And now, this is where the twist comes in, and this is unbelievable to me. So Brad needs the money, right? He takes some of that money, some of the $500 he could have used desperately, when he finds out that Leah has no heat in her home. She has a shortage on propane. She doesn't really have the money to take care of it. She's living in the cold. And he says, here's $500. KOB, thank you for the audio of the exchange on that. Check this out.
We went ahead and took money out of here and paid for some propane for you.
Oh, wow.
Gave her $500. Propane delivery.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
High five to Leah. She's the 60 Seconds to Shine girl today.
You're listening to The Mix.
It's called Superposition by Young the Giant at Mix 107.5 at KT on air for your song Inside the Gridlock. What's it going to be? What do you think? Let us know what you're feeling today. Well, we flip the clocks forward. Yeah, daylight savings time, which they're also considering making it a bill, passing it to where we don't have that anymore, no more. And they said it's for safety issues because they're finding more accidents with daylight savings time. You find that? You're falling asleep more often? I said it disrupts the sleep patterns. People falling asleep at the wheel? Holy cow. I can see that. I'm a little more tired today. I feel like at any moment I could just fall.
Station.
Were they smart or were they suckered into paying for these text messages? Is anybody following this whole Bezos thing? Jeff Bezos, Amazon CEO? We're Mix 107.5. I'm KT, by the way. The National Enquirer paid $200,000 to get text messages between Bezos and his little fling there. And I'm thinking he got taken. Because I was able to track down, which is crazy. I don't know how we always do this here with Mix 107.5, but we were able to obtain audio for free. Crazy, right? Of a moment between Bezos and Alexa.
Hi, Alexa. It's your favorite creator.
You're beautiful. It's true.
Remember that night when you called me the Big E O?
The what?
You know, I got to thinking since I created you and all.
Thank you.
Big E O.
I think we should play a game.
I'm feeling contented.
What kind of games do you have?
I've got lots of games you can play. Role-playing games.
What?
Welcome to the magic door.
Yes.
In front of us is a land of adventures.
Oh yeah?
Our journey depends on the choices we make.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Your first choice begins here, with three roads.
I like that.
One leads to the mountains. Another leads to the sea.
Yes.
The last is a spooky path into the dark forest.
How about you pick the path?
Thanks. You're beautiful. I'm flattered.
Huh. How's Bezos gonna explain that one?
You're listening to The Mix. Mix 107.5.